Well, does anybody want higher ground this morning? That song makes me think of Hinds Feet on High Places. I don't know if y'all read that, but it's a story of Much Afraid and the shepherd leading her. She wanted hinds feet. She wanted to scale up. You know, a deer, that's kind of what a hind is. They can, it's amazing, they can, you can't hardly hear them. You can be right there and they're so quiet. Their legs are so powerful, it propels them. They're fast. And that's what she wanted, was to be able to scale the mountains with hinds feet. But in reading that, I remember it wasn't always like she expected. She pulled back different times, not knowing. The shepherd knew what she needed for hinds feet, but she didn't realize all the time what it entailed. So Lord, help us not to draw back when the Lord calls us. But I want to grow spiritually this year. I want to gain greater ground in my soul and my spirit. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. And I'm seeking that. I'm seeking higher ground in my life. I want to get a scripture in Romans, the 8th chapter. Start off with this morning. Romans, the 8th chapter, and the first verse. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh." That's where we heard this morning. God placed on Him sin, didn't He? God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. I want to talk about the earthly mind and the spiritual mind this morning. Now, in verse 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh," that's the earthly That's the carnal. That's just what the natural man wants to do. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. We want to obey the Spirit. We want to have and to follow. We have a lot of scriptures that talk about being led by the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. And I feel very challenged. To be led by the Spirit, we're going to have a spiritual mind. We can't be greatly manipulated by the flesh. We can't be controlled by the flesh. We have to allow the Spirit. We have to be obedient to the Spirit. It says, because the carnal mind or the earthly mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So an earthly mind is contrary. And Lord, bless the disciples, the apostles. I was thinking about them and Jesus working with them. What kind of mind do you think they had before the day of Pentecost? Earthly. Jesus was there was a communication barrier between Jesus and the disciples many, many times. Over and over and over, Jesus was trying to bring them into the spiritual. One example was when he was telling about his suffering, Peter said, "Far it be from thee." And Jesus spoke to him, "Thou art an offense to me." His earthly mind, his earthly thoughts were an offense to Christ. It was coming against the spiritual mind of Christ, the will of God in his life. It was coming against that. And he said, "Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." He was looking at it totally from a human perspective, a human standpoint, which we are so many times tempted to do. We need the divine. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit to give us His thoughts. We need the Spirit to speak to us and to lead us and to guide us. I want to look at another verse in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. These are wonderful, wonderful scriptures. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter and the ninth verse. The seventh verse. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Now it's saying, you know, in general, as it is written, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men," because the natural man, it says, receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Because they're spiritually discerned, it's another level of life. There's an earthly level, there's a spiritual level. And we've got to get in the spiritual level to know and see and understand the things of God. It says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. We are dependent today upon the Spirit of the Lord enlightening our minds, showing us a way, showing us the path, showing us His will, and showing us His direction for our life. If we don't, the natural man will automatically take over, and we'll see things through the eyes of the natural man, the flesh, which caters to our desires, which caters to the flesh, what we want to do. We've got to be able to see. We've got to have something more to see of the Spirit and the things that God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, there's a little poem. I think I've probably said it before. There's a station up on high from which radio links ever flow. Tune in and catch the message in the radio of your soul. You know, on a radio dial, sometimes you get lots of static. She's got a Christian station on in our car, but sometimes there's static, sometimes there's two voices. And you gotta try to tune to get in, and that's the way it is. If we don't receive from God, we've got to tune ourselves in. We've got to seek, and we've got to look to Him, because our flesh, our natural man will hinder, the Spirit will hinder God from speaking to us. It can disconnect. It can disconnect our connection to Christ. There has to be a connection there. It has to be a strong connection. I believe God has it. I believe God has. He wants to give us. He wants to teach us. The Holy Spirit, He said, would teach you and lead you. He wants to guide and direct our lives. He wants to teach us. But we've got to be tuned in. We've got to tune our hearts and our minds and our spirit into what the Lord is wanting. You know, I think sometimes when about the Japanese, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, you know, they caught them on the radar. They saw, from what I've understood, they saw them on the radar screen, but it was it a Sunday afternoon? December 7th? I think it was a December Sunday afternoon. But they just thought, well, perhaps these are our own planes. There was not the high alert that there should have been that day. You know, it showed up. But there was a drowsiness, there was a lethargy, they were caught off guard. They were just caught sleeping. And that's what the Japanese leader said. Well, you just woken a sleeping giant. That's all you've done. You just wakened a sleeping. We were asleep. And Lord, help us today to be on high alert in our lives, receptive. I think about there in Revelations where it talked about the seven heads and the seven eyes. It talked about the seven spirits of God. It just looking and seeing and viewing every little thing that's happening and considering and weighing. Nothing gets by God. Nothing. He sees it all. But God wants us to be on high alert. He wants us to be in a place of of high reception, that we can get a hold of just a still small voice, just an inclination, just that we're paying attention to what God wants us to get a hold of and receive. Our spiritual life is dependent upon it. Our spiritual victory is dependent. Our spiritual growth is dependent upon us being led of the Spirit and following the Spirit. I think about a spiritual mind. I think about, here's another scripture, 2 Corinthians 10. In verse 4, 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." This is a high level of sensitivity. This is a very high, to be able to discern every thought, to discern the thoughts, to discern what we're thinking, what's working in our minds, and bringing those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now we have, the devil has access to our minds. The devil can put thoughts in our minds just like God can put thoughts and bring thoughts to our minds. But it's an exercise to cast down imaginations, reasonings, things that are big and high, that exalted themselves against the knowledge of God, against His promises of what He's given to us, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I want to mention Mary and Martha again this morning. When you look at Mary and Martha in that time that they were there, can we see the spiritual mind and the earthly mind? Where was Martha's thoughts? It was on the earthly. It was on preparing a meal, which is not altogether wrong all the time, but on that occasion, she had opportunity, like Mary, to sit at Jesus' feet and to take in His Word. But she was cumbered. She was troubled about many things. And it came to me that is a characteristic of an earthly mind. That's a characteristic of our mind being on earthly things too much. And we're not seeing God. We're not seeing the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. We're not seeing the promises. We're not feeling that connection in our life with the Lord like we should be. Those earthly things can detract and take away. Mary had the spiritual mind that day. She was taking time to sit at Jesus' feet. And I want to mention this morning in our devotions. You know, when we have our devotions and we get up and leave our devotions, we leave our place of devotion, but let's take the devotion with us. Let's not leave it when we go out to our closet door and leave the devotion there. And then all of a sudden, I believe it's very vital for us to exercise and try to have a spiritual mind. The things that the scriptures that we read in our devotions, the things that God speaks to us about in prayer, when we start to go about our daily cares and our responsibilities, which we all have, they're there. We have to deal with the earthly things too. But I can carry that devotional mind, that devotional heart of worship and spirit. And I believe that's part of a spiritual mind. If I just allow, like Martha, if I just allow the earthly, and I believe this morning, I see this more in a greater way than what I ever have, I am not tempted this morning. I'm not tempted to go drink beer. I'm not tempted that way. I'm not tempted to go get tattoos plastered over me, get my wife's name put across my arm. I'm not tempted to have those big ear things, my ear lobes, my ears hanging down. Those things don't affect me. And I don't think they affect you either. But the lawful things, the earthly things, they can throw us off track. That's what can derail our spiritual mind. It can derail, and I'm not saying, Lord, help me to know how to balance this out this morning. I know that there are times that we have to focus our thoughts on what we're doing. I believe that, I realize that, or we'll get it can cause problems. But as much as we can, when we go through our day, the spiritual mind is praying. The spiritual mind is reaching out to God. The spiritual mind is, Lord, help me to follow in your path and to do your will more than what I want to do. That's the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind is serving the Lord. Lord, I am your servant today. map out my day for me. Plan my day. Work out my day. Take my day. If we're not careful, we can be serving ourselves. We can be serving us what we want to do, and I hope you understand this message, and I hope the Lord can help us to balance. But I believe there's something very critical here for a spiritual mind. Our temptations are not so many of the wicked, evil things. Another temptation is our cell phones. Those things, we can listen to too much news. I've done it. And I've had to fight against it. Those things are draining. They can drain your spiritual man bare drone dry. We can use them temperately. Lord, help us not to abuse them. Help us not to allow those things to begin to dominate and control me. Help me to be able to receive, because it will disconnect if I'm giving it too much attention. And that's the way it is with all lawful things. All lawful things can become unlawful if we give them too much. If we give it too much of us, and we're not really giving ourselves to God and consecrating and yielding ourselves to the Lord, it can become unlawful. It can become a snare and a trap. It can disconnect. And that's what he says here in verse 14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. And it's not an automatic, you know, once... Just because we've been sanctified and filled with the Spirit doesn't mean that we're going to automatically, all the time, 100%, be in tune with the Spirit. It takes a work, it takes an effort on our part to make sure the connection is clear. I was reading I read one of the old Faith and Victories Brother Gary put back on the table. It was talking about how to know God's will in your life by J.W. Byers. It's an old article that was reprinted. I may have printed that paper. It was when I worked at the shop, I believe. Maybe not. Maybe it was before mine. But one of his main things in that article was consecration to do God's will. And he made a statement, just like Hannah Smith. He made a statement that's in Hannah Smith's book. And I don't know if he realized if that just came out or what. But he said, as long as one shadow of our desire remains, there's going to be a shadow on the comprehension of God's will for my life. As long as it's just me. As long as, if it's just my desire that I'm following, then the will of God, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit. And it's because I'm not in the Spirit. I've got to bring my life, and this has a great deal to do with where our affections are at, where our heart is at, what we're really desiring. If our heart is not really desiring more of God and more greater understanding and greater light and greater strength and just more of God, then I'm going to be earthly minded. And so it's very vital for us to keep our hearts consecrated to God. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. To keep our mind open to the leadings of the Lord. And I know different times in my life I've felt so frustrated. And probably maybe you have too. When the Lord opened the door and you didn't go in because you were surprised, you were taken off guard. And then you go away and you think, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I? It's because, and I believe this message today is the answer to those times. When we're too consumed with the earthly, like Martha, I wrote a statement. It said, if we allow ourselves to get under an earthly rush, an earthly push, we'll fail. We'll fail to be able to have and discern what we need at the time we need it. We'll fail to discern the door, the path that God wants us to take, the opportunity maybe that He has for us there. If we're overly consumed by an earthly rush and earthly things, just like Martha was, Jesus was right there under her, right there. And it was an opportunity for her to really get a hold of something. She had trouble. She was cumbered about much serving. That's an earthly rush. That's an earthly bind. That's an earthly push. She was so cumbered and Jesus was right there. That's staggering to me. God in the flesh, every answer, every supply, every need met, every the fullness of the Godhead was right in her house, in her, right there. And she missed it. We do too. I can't be too critical of her. When my mind gets too clouded with earthly things, I miss what the Lord has. I find myself weak in faith. I find myself lacking courage. But if my eyes and my focus and I'm in the Spirit, everything that I need is there to meet the situations at hand. The Lord has the supply, everything. I've just got to stay connected. I've got to have that high alert, that close connection. You know, Jesus wasn't taken by surprise. He told them there, he said, I can't talk much more with you. The prince of this world is coming. He knew. They were on their way. He knew that because he was in the Spirit. The disciples, they had no idea what was happening. They were drowsy. They were sleeping, falling. They weren't on high alert. It was going right over their heads. Jesus said, watch and pray, lest you enter temptation. They didn't get it. That's what an earthly mind. I feel really challenged, and I feel encouraged in the Lord that we can exercise and develop and have the mind of Christ in us. There's another scripture. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. When I'm knowing the Lord and I'm when I'm in tune with Him, there's no giant too big. There's no mountain too great. When I'm in tune with Him. But if I get out of tune with Him, then I'm in trouble. I need God's help and blessing. There's another scripture in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 15th verse. It's talking about the armor of God. And I thought about, you know, when he told them there, he said, tarry ye at Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Lord, help us to secure that connection. You know, it's so easy to get down on our knees and we can almost have a memorized prayer where the words are about the same all the time. We just kind of go. We go through the routine, we go through the motions, and there's no power generated there. But he said to tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Lord, help us to pray until we pray. I know even in prayer, the devil is trying to fight our mind with earthly cares, earthly responsibilities, earthly things, things we got to do this day, things we got to do next week, things that are on our plate. And we can be saying words, and yet my mind is on all these earthly things. Spiritual mind comes to the place of resignation. Lord, let me hear you today. With my heart, let me hear your words. Speak to me. You know, Samuel, he said, speak, Lord. A servant is listening. I'm wanting to hear. I'm tired of my own way. I'm tired of just doing things my way. I want to follow your Spirit. I want to learn. I want to follow your path. And I believe when we offer that to God that He can meet us, a heart, sincere heartfelt prayer. God can open up the Scriptures to us and speak to us and bring songs to us, bring comfort and strength to us. But Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 15th verse, he talked about, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet shod. And that's, I looked that up and it means to be, the shodding is to be bound up with. To have your feet shod is to have You're bound. You have, I'm not sure how to explain it. It's like having your shoes ready. You know, when you leave the house, you're not ready to go unless you have your shoes on, unless you're going to go barefooted. But when you get your shoes on, you're ready to leave. And that's what God wants us to do spiritually. He wants us to be shod, our feet shod, with the preparation. That scripture is a beautiful scripture. It takes preparation. It takes time on our part. It takes effort on our part to get our mind, our heart in a place where God, where I can hear the Spirit, where I can hear what God wants to say to me. It takes effort and time and energy on our part. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I don't have to tell you what a blessing it is when your feet are shod, when you've got something from the Lord, then the Lord's working in your heart and mind through the day, and boom, the door opens, the Lord gives you opportunity to testify to somebody. How does that make you feel in contrast to the earthly mind? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you gave me. Thank you for helping me to be prepared. Thank you. It's such a better experience. The spiritual mind, it offers so many more benefits than just the earthly focus. So Lord, help us today and challenge us. In Malachi, that scripture, it said, Then they that feared the Lord spoke with one another, and it said the Lord hearkened. They spoke to one another, and the Lord hearkened, and a book of remembrance was written to them that thought upon His name. The mind, the thoughts, the thinking, Lord, help us today to be receptive and to be open and to have that desire in our hearts. God, I want You to use me. I want You to talk to me. I want You to, whatever You want in my life is what I want. That's a good place to be, and that's what we need, I believe, for us to grow. We want to have a spiritual mind in Christ. He said the carnal mind, the earthly mind, that leads, it will eventually lead to death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Appreciate your attention this morning.